Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, welcome back to His Ability. I'm your host, Lynn Suzak from Ayudale Home Care Plus, our home health care agency. I want to talk today about experiences in traveling with a disability. I have my husband again on with me. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
We're going to talk about some of our experiences with traveling that we've done with my handicap modified vehicle, which I had done through Mobility Works in, what's the city?
I want to say Madison Heights.
Madison Heights, I believe. So it's Mobility Works in Madison Heights, and they do modify vans through insurances or whatever means you have, and we use that all the time. We also, in traveling, have used, especially when if my car breaks down, we have a place called Wheelchair Getaways. And you can find that place in, what was the city?
Highland,
Michigan. They also have places around the United States, because I've traveled from Michigan and flew to California. And it was very cool because we left Michigan and we had one waiting. We had a handicapped modified vehicle waiting for us in California. And they were wonderful. They met us at the airport. You know, they had the keys ready and very nice, clean vehicles. I couldn't drive it, but the person with me could, and I could be securely strapped in my wheelchair. So a very pleasant experience with Wheelchair Getaways. You can find them on the internet at wheelchairgetaways.com, and I'll give you their number. It's 1-800-887-7868. And also, you can find Mobility Works on the internet, and also their number is 1-866-885-8267, and they can tell you about van modifications. I've been with using their services for a long time. They knew me back when I was Lynn Physician, and now I'm Lynn Suzak, and I had a good relationship with them. They do all my van repairs, my modification repairs. So with my modified van that I use, that I actually drive, and when we travel, Mark, what do you think are some of the things that we have learned to consider when traveling?
Well, if we're going to like a small cottage or a lakeside type place, mm-hmm. they tend to be private owned, and I'm not sure if they're not bound by restrictions for handicap accessibility, or if they just
not updated,
if it's not in the budget, or what the deal is. But there are places where you can't get in,
right?
And so I have to call in advance and, you know, ensure that the room we're going into, you can actually get into that room. We've had an experience where they said, yep, everything's handicap accessible, it's all on ground floor, and we got there and there was a 4-inch step to get into the room.
Yeah.
So they're not always thinking like we're thinking, mm-hmm. and so I have to ask the right questions. There's been places where we've gone into little stores, and the aisleways are less than 36 inches wide. I think that's the handicap minimum. They can't be any closer, and you actually couldn't maneuver around. We had to back you back out, and you couldn't shop. Things like that we have to be thinking about. If the vehicle breaks down, you know, we're in our van, which is handicap equipped for you, where either one of us could drive. It's easy to switch the seats and turn off the system for me to drive, or to switch it back and for you to drive. But when our vehicle breaks down, it's not like we can just call for a rent-a-car. We have to get a hold of a special company. That's where the Wheelchair Getaways mm-hmm. comes in, mm-hmm. and thank God they're all around the world, or at least all around the U.S. They will drive right to your site. They have two vehicles. One driver drops off the van, and then he gets in the other vehicle, and they go back to wherever their home base is. So it's kind of like Enterprise. You know, they come and pick you up, which is a really great feature. The vans are always clean, and certainly, you know, you're not ashamed to drive in them.
No, we're very impressed. We're always talking about it after they get there and leave, and you know, how nice they are, and how nice the van is, and what a blessing it is, and really, like, you know, promoting and giving good and give a plug to people.
Yeah, they deserve it. They have a good reputation. We went to the Creation Museum in Kentucky, and we called ahead. The place that we stayed was all handicap accessible, so there was no issues there. And the museum also is set up for easy entry and exit for someone who needs a wheelchair for mobility.
Right. It's brand new, so they do have nice accessibility.
Any traveling that's going to be done, I do recommend you call ahead and don't just lay out the quick question, you know, well, is it handicap accessible, and then be done with it. You need to ask, you know, is there any steps? Is there any curbs? Right. Are they ground level? Can a person roll into that room?
Yeah, what do they consider handicap?
Right.
You know, we've asked, oh, the bathrooms are handicap accessible, and all there is a bar next to the toilet.
Right, right.
You know, okay, how big is it? Can I move my wheelchair around 360 degrees? No. You know, not usually. So we plan ahead. I've got some different ways of handling washing my hair if it is a problem to get into the bathroom. You know, it's quite a bit of accommodation. But you've been so understanding and
making that happen anyway. One of the things that we haven't mentioned yet is preparing staff to go with us on the trip.
That's another thing that we're experienced at Udalay Home Care Plus.
Yeah, when we're going to pack up and go somewhere for 3 days, and we need to take a couple of your caregivers with us, or at least one. First of all, the caregiver has to know that they're basically on the clock 24 hours a day for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Or if we have two caregivers, they split the shift. Mm-hmm. Also, that requires juggling of the schedule. You know, you have, five caregivers that's take care of you at home.
Different shifts.
Right. When we leave for 3 days, then you have to completely rearrange all the shifts.
Right.
To accommodate that.
Scheduling issues.
Absolutely. and then, of course, that causes me to bring in a little more of the care. I mean, I don't really do your personal hygiene or anything, but I'm there for, you know, hey, I need this, I can't reach it, or, you know. Of course, I love doing that for you anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You must have some kind of gift in that area. We definitely know that.
But if you were a single person traveling in your wheelchair.
Which I did when I went to California. I was with a friend, and we just, you know, that there were some things that I did then that I would probably do differently now that were harder than they had to be. The traveling in the airplane, you know, they have a way of getting on that you have to switch from your chair to the aisle chair. You know, there's a lot to talk about with
would that be the case if you were not in a motorized chair, if you were in, you know, one of the
because the aisle is narrower than any chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you know, as usual, everybody's looking at you. Can't you stand up? Can't you, you know, how do we handle this paralysis? I'm looking at him like, look, it's only 5 minutes for you, so just deal with it.
It's a lifetime for me. Do they put your chair in cargo then?
Okay, I see. They're very careful to put a tag on it and how much, you know. And then we have to consider what kind of battery you have for flying. I can't remember why that is. Do you? Well, whether it's this type of battery or that type of battery, you need to talk to the travel.
Oh, maybe it's about pressure or something. I don't think the cargo is pressurized the same as where the passengers are.
I don't know. All I know is they need to know what kind of battery you have if you're putting your motorized wheelchair on an airplane. It's going into the cargo area. So I don't know. It makes a difference in
call ahead,
how they package.
Right?
Talk to them about that. And traveling for several hours, if you need to be catheterized like I do, it was such a relief to find out later, not during that trip, but it's changed my life to find out that I could use an indwelling catheter that is sort of a travel type it's a smaller deal, not like they have in the hospitals, and that's called a freedom bag. That's something that I would be happy to talk to anybody about. Makes it so that you definitely have a longer period of time between requiring that bladder care.
Yeah, that's really freed us up. When I first met you, you didn't have that. You didn't even know about it,
mm-hmm.
and we were limited to 3 and 4 hour, you know,
of anything
and events. I mean, if we wanted to go to a movie and to dinner, we sometimes had to be careful about squeezing all that in because you know, you have to use the restroom. And being with me, I didn't know how to do that. So this leg bag has absolutely
changed our lives.
It's given you freedom.
It's
travel,
a freedom bag.
We can do things. It's very cool.
It's something that can be removed. So
And that actually was brought to us by
your aunt.
Who is one of the RNs that that we have on staff from time to time. And she said, hey, you know, this is something you can use, and this will give you some freedom. So even you are learning from your own.
It was pretty funny because I had been my own counsel for so many years after leaving rehab that I never really had a consultation with an RN for years. So I sat there with her as we were talking about what she would do for opening cases. And I said, well, let's talk about me. And she started talking about what I'm dealing with and, you know, some of the problems that I have. And she said, well, have you heard of this freedom bag? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? So I got a prescription from my urologist and, you know, I had not been updated to what's out there recently. You know, it had been like years ago when I was assessed by an RN, that was not available. So, you know, I don't know how long it's been around, but it's something that I'm able to coach other people about and tell them so that's what we want to do is make sure our clients have as much knowledge available as possible. So the last thing is movies. How did you, I know when I first started going to movies, they always had you placed in the back where the garbage is, you know, and you just sitting next to this, you know, open area, and they got the garbage can back there, and you feel like, oh, this is really second class, you know, maybe fifth class.
and then of course my habit is to always sit in the highest part in the back, you know, of the theater, and a lot of theaters, you can't get there. Mm-hmm. You'd need an elevator.
We
to get
go
up
specifically
and
to Imagine Theater, I
yep.
think.
Yeah, because they have
both
an elevator
available.
And, yep.
Back, if you like to sit in the back, front, there's an area in the front.
Where some of the chairs are removed mm-hmm. for you, and I can sit next to you. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, we have a lot of choices yeah. that way. So we've noticed that we've gotten up and gone out of certain theaters where, you know, we just don't have to feel like just putting a chair next to me and sitting in the back is not what we want anymore.
Yeah, it's a little less classy than having a spot specifically for you.
If anybody out there has travel experiences or suggestions, I'd be happy to hear from you about that. Give us some feedback at life@hisability.com. And I think we're out of time. So you can visit us on the web at hisability.com and explore around and email us from there as well. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utility at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.